It's time to talk travel here on Robinhood Radio, and that travel is the newly formed, or we'll call it reformed. There's always been students traveling abroad from Housatonic Valley Regional High School, but they've got a newly reformed Housatonic Valley Regional High School International Travel Club. And to kick things off, they are hosting a fundraiser coming up at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury on Friday, September 21st. Before we get to that, we will speak to the advisor of this club, John Lizzie. Tell me I pronounced your name right, John.
You did. That's perfect.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you.
First, a little bit about your background, how long you've been at the high school, and other than advising this club, what else do you teach and do at the high school?
Sure. This is my seventh year at Housatonic. I'm a social studies teacher who primarily has seniors, but in the past I've taught pretty much every grade. So I teach civics, politics, psychology. I'm also sociology. I'm also the coach of the debate team as well.
Well, you and I would have gotten along very well in high school because my favorite classes were history, contemporary problems, and also debate team. So that's great. I think awesome. being on a debate team teaches you so much, especially when you're assigned to debate a side that you don't believe in, and you have to study it and find ways to debate it.
Exactly.
It's nice to hear that that's going strong at Housatonic. Well, now let's go back to you being an advisor. How did you become an advisor, first of all, of the travel club?
Sure. Prior to my time at Housatonic, the travel club existed, and it was run by my former colleague, Mr. DeMeza.
Yep.
He retired a few years ago, and he forwarded my name to EF Tours, which was the travel company that he had always worked with. And I kept getting emails from them over and over, and for the most part, I was kind of ignoring them because I was busy with other things. But in the back of my head, I always knew that I wanted to try to reform the club. I really believe in students getting outside the classroom and having some authentic learning experiences to that end. A big reason why the club kind of fizzled out before my time was costs became so prohibitive, especially airfare. But I decided to reach out to EF Tours and see what type of proposal that they could come up with. And then I solicited students and parents to see if they were interested. And, you know, as of today, we have 41 students who are signed up, which was a much bigger number than I could have ever expected.
Well, I think it's a small world nowadays with the communication the way it is, and I think the natural interest is now there, especially in young kids, and I think the availability to do it on a learning program through a high school is really a standout idea.
Absolutely, and one of the big draws for this EF Tours program specifically is that students can earn high school credit as well as college credit for being a part of the trip by doing a post-trip project. So that was a big draw for me.
All right, so now let's get on to this fundraiser. There's a fundraiser coming up at the White Hart on Friday, September 21st, including a four-course meal, four wines, mm-hmm. and also they're going to have a bunch of items that people can bid on auctions. And all this funding that you're trying to raise, what are you trying to raise the funds for? What type of trip?
All of the funding is going towards students who have currently signed up on for the trip. So a few details about the trip. We're visiting four countries in Europe in July of 2019. We're starting in northern Italy, and then we're kind of hugging the Mediterranean coast. So we're going to hit Nice and Monaco, French Riviera, and then we're going to end up in Barcelona at the very end of the trip. So the total cost of the trip, depending on add-on options that we might decide on, is between $3,000 and $3,500. And just to kind of give everyone an idea of how that price has changed through the years, when Mr. DeMeza ran a similar trip, the cost is about $1,200. So the cost is definitely a major factor for a lot of the students. But one thing I told everyone when we were doing signups and enrollment is that, you know, we're going to find a way to make this affordable for you. And so this upcoming dinner is all for that. And so there's a lot of students and parents who are putting in a lot of time into making this very successful. And so once the dinner is over, you know, we're going to divvy up those funds to those families who really need it and have really put in a big effort for it.
So once again, this dinner that we're talking about now to benefit the International Travel Club at Housatonic is Friday, September 21st at the White Hart. Four-course meal paired with four wines. Also, there's a wide array of auction items you can bid on. Tickets are $100 each. How can people get tickets?
They can get tickets in a couple ways. We actually have a website for the travel club and for the trip specifically. The website is whosygoestoeurope.net. So whosygoestoeurope.net. And on that website, there's a link to our PayPal account, and then there's also a website called Brown Paper Tickets that's linked in there as well. All the information about the trip is on that website, so they can buy them directly online. And also, if people don't want to use the website, they can make out a check to the HVRHS Foreign Travel Club. And if they mail that to the high school or drop it off at the main office with my name attached, it'll end up in my mailbox as well.
All right. We are speaking once again with the advisor of this travel club, John Lizzie. Now, you've got a couple of students with you. Let me just speak to the students for just a few minutes just to get an idea about their feelings about this. So right now, Olivia McCarthy is joining us, and she is one of the 40-some odd students that are signed up to go on this trip. Olivia, what year are you in at Housatonic Valley Regional High School?
I'm a senior this year.
All right. So now, what in your mind prompted you to want to take a trip like this?
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I don't think that I would necessarily be able to do it again.
All right. This particular region, when you head there, do you what excites you most about going on this trip and visiting actually four different countries?
Well, the only place I've ever been out of the country is Canada, so I'm very excited to see the cultural differences.
Well, leaving Canada, there's cultural differences, but it's really nice when you can go, especially in a group, on a tour and do multiple countries. There are multiple countries, but I think what's nice about it, maybe you can comment on this, they're all within the same sphere of influence, but you can see the differences on how people live, adapt, and even adapt to you as an American, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were in today's society, everybody's hooked to the web with their phones or with their computers. Do you investigate much now that you know where the trip's going, the different sites that you'll be going to?
Yeah, I've looked into a lot of the places in Italy because I'm very interested in that area. So.
All right, and one final question for you. Do you like, are you going to be interested in and have fun with the international foods you'll be tasting?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's one of the, to me, that would be one of the top draws to going to the countries when I've been out of the country. Well, I hope you have fun on the trip, and I know that your plea to parents is and to people listening to go to your fundraisers and this dinner, because every dollar that you raise is $1 less that you as students and families have to pay, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Areed. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Now, I'm going to say Areed Saeed. Is that right?
Aria Saeed.
Well, there we go. Totally wrong. Aria Saeed. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's no problem.
I even wrote it down phonetically, but I guess my glasses just aren't working. What year are you in at Housatonic Valley Regional High School?
I'm in year 11. I'm a junior.
All right. Have you traveled much in your life to a lot of different foreign places?
Well, my dad was always a really big traveler in his youth, and he always inspired us to go on a lot of trips, yeah.
What was your favorite trip so far that you've been on?
Well, actually, I've been to Europe once before. I've been in a lot of sections of France and Spain, but I'm looking forward to this because, you know, I never really got down that close to the Mediterranean. So it's amazing how Europe is so small. There's such a wide variety of cultures from the north and like the south.
Now, did you visit Spain before all the upheaval with the government and everything like that?
I believe I visited it during, or not, you know, I never saw any extreme riots, but I did see, you know, a few signs over some Spanish official buildings, and I actually managed to see a protest in France, so, yeah.
I was going to say, now, out of France and Spain, which was your favorite country that you visited there?
Well, I spent the most time in France, but okay. So I would have to go with that one. But I did really enjoy Spain as well.
So you're looking obviously towards the Mediterranean aspect of this trip?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think you'll find on this trip that'll be slightly different than when you were to Europe before?
Well, I mean, a lot of more culture there is kind of around the water. So I'm expecting maybe a lot more, maybe even different food compared to other parts. I'm expecting different clothing, different lifestyles, how people live down there, and different, different landmarks. Like, it's cool to visit the other parts.
Now, as someone who has actually been to Europe before, Olivia hadn't been before, are you going to contrast to see what people think about people from America from your previous trip to now? And how was the reputation of Americans when you went before?
Well, I mean, everyone was super nice there to us, and it didn't change much. But I think that I am going to contrast it and maybe see how people treat us. But I think most of the time they were friendly when I went. So I'm hoping that they'll still be friendly. And, you know, maybe you can, like, have a talk with somebody and maybe get into their culture.
What's great about it is your last trip was before Trump and this will be after Trump. And You'll probably see probably different conversations and stuff over there. You're lucky because you have been to Europe before, so you can compare and contrast.
That's a very exciting aspect of it, definitely.
Well, have fun on the trip.
Thank you.
Well, John, what I liked about the two students you've picked is you have picked a student, A, that really only has been to Canada, mm-hmm. and your second student that we spoke to has been to Europe before, and I think what's going to be great is you'll get the first person will get the experience of her life because she hasn't been on a trip like this before, and then your second student gets to compare and contrast when he's been to Europe before as to now and the reactions to Americans before Trump and after the election of Trump. I think those are two great examples of why trips like this are so important to people that age.
I completely agree. And again, I want there to be as many opportunities as possible, and I'm hoping that this trip can be the start of something that can happen on an annual basis. Again, when the club ran before my time, they would go every year to different locations. The itinerary would be different every time, and I think it would be fantastic if that could be the case now.
Well, once again, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, their International Travel Club, hosting a fundraising dinner, the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Friday, September 21st. Four-course meal paired with four wines. There's going to be a great auction, a wide variety of items. Tickets are available at $100 each. It all goes to benefit and lower the cost for the students to go on this trip. Those trips are available at their website, which is whosygoestoeurope.net. That is H-O-U-S-Y goestoeurope.net/donate. You can get them online. They will take personal checks, though, if you mail them to Housatonic Valley Regional High School Foreign Travel Club at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. John, I hope this fundraiser is a big success. And are you going to try to hold some more fundraisers in the coming months?
I think so. Yeah, we're gonna take care of this one first and kind of see where we're at. But you know, that was a big reason for getting started on the trip so far in advance. So we'll still have a significant time. We hope to do a few more. So maybe you'll be hearing from me again then.
Hey, anytime you need the exposure, just let me know.
I really appreciate that, Marshall.
John, thanks to students, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day.